Your abbey wasn't marked on their map, but written there it said that it was up a river that ran onto the western shores, somewhere in Mossflower. A big red castle called Redwall, with many fine things, magic swords, valuable tapestries, and big bells.
Skipper smiled and shook his rudder at the abbess.
Oh, sea rats, stories and lies. They get more fantastic every season. Magic swords and big bells, ha!
The abbot nodded as he allowed Mokhug to continue.
But there was a place marked on that map, mates. A place said to be full of Badger's treasure. An underground fortress called Brockhall. 'Twas said it had lain forgotten many long seasons, and Badger lords had used it to hide the treasures away from vermin.
Malbon snorted.
Utter rubbish!
The abbot silenced her with a single look. Mokhug continued.
Well, seeing as it was marked clear on the map, Serengo decided to go for Brockhall first. 'Twas hard and rough going, I can tell you, but we made it. Only trouble was, when we got there, the place was full of poison snakes. Well, not really full, but a full-grown female adder and three young'uns ain't to be sneezed at, as you know. Old Serengo wasn't keen for nothing, though. He scouted the place out for days and days, and guess what he found? Brockhall had two entrances. Aye, a front and a back'un.
Curriculus interrupted.
How do you know, Mokhug? What proof is there of two entrances, eh?
The golden hamster winked knowingly at the ancient shrew.
Be patient and I'll show ye. But on with me story. When they attacked the place, Serengo went in the front way. He sent Agenu and some rat guards in the back. Just like Agenu, though, he arrived late. Serengo was already caught by the big female adder, calling for help. Agenu, the coward, ran straight by his father and out the front way. I was standing in the open doorway, and I seen it all. Serengo gave me his map showing the secret entrance, told me to stay put outside and guard it with me life.
Leaning forward, the abbess held up a paw.
Excuse my interruption, friend, but is the map on that scroll you have with you?
Mokhug waved the rolled-up parchment triumphantly.
This is it, your abbotness. Kept it by me since that day. But wait till I tell you the rest. Serengo was a champion battler. He died, but he took the big snake with him. They ended their lives, locked together. The three young snakes slew many a rat between them, and only six rat guards got out alive. Well, eight, if you count Agenu and me. I've lived in Mossflower for how many seasons, I don't know. I always thought one day they'd come back from Riftguard to find the treasure and give old Serengo a king's burial. So I lived alone and steered clear of every beast. I didn't know who was friend or foe, see, and I valued me freedom.